In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 30, December 25th, 1931. And this is a good description of when people say, well, what's the divine will about? And this is a good way of explaining to those that are curious about the divine will what it's all about. Jesus says, you know, he is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And then he says to the apostles, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You're who you are, basically, Jesus says to them. Because of who Jesus is, your light, your life, your love that you've learned from me in the New Testament, you're the one who is going to bring light in the darkness that even though we have been redeemed, we are still living in. Let's look at the world. I mean, think of all the wars that we have gone through, all the blood sacrifices of all the wars, all the young men for centuries sacrificed. We stand for freedom and we fight for freedom. But Jesus says it's darkness. It's still darkness. Jesus has redeemed us. And what is the redemption? He says, I rose from the dead, Jesus said, so that humanity will rise from the death of the human will. That's why, you know, he said to the apostles about that young man of a widowed mother. It's not only reflecting what was going to happen to him and his mother. You know, he was going to be crucified. He's going to die in the sadness, the sorrow of that. But Jesus shows Louisa, as I raise this young man to life, he says, this is what I'm going to do with humanity. When we look back at this life in the new era, when that comes, the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, when we look back at this life, we will realize that this body that we have is living dead compared to the abundant life that God wanted for us from the beginning of time. Yes, Jesus has redeemed us. But what he shows Louisa is sanctification. This is why there's three fiats. The first fiat is creation, where you have Adam and Eve. The second fiat is redemption, where we have Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now as we begin to enter into this new era, we have Louisa. And who? There always has to be a man and a woman, because that's how God worked it from the beginning. So creation, Adam and Eve, redemption, Jesus and Mary, and now sanctification, Louisa, and the man with the keys. See, everyone's going to become Catholic, Jesus says. Read the last chapter in volume 24. What does it say? It says that as Jesus came to Jerusalem and brought the Catholic faith, Jesus and Mary brought this Catholic faith to the Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem it went to Rome, and from Rome it went through all the world from the Vatican. Now there's great suffering that's coming to the church, because God is going to purify the church. He's got to purify the church. He says, and I had to purify the world. So with this purification, a lot of people are going to panic that, you know, what is happening? So what Jesus has done is given this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, Louisa and the divine will, to the church. And as we read, as we study, as we put into practice these truths, Jesus says, I'll show you the way and the how this third fiat is going to consume the world in love. He says, we are at war. I remember years ago, I said to a friend of mine, you know, we're going to enter a real powerful war that's going to be through the whole church. The whole world is going to enter this war. But Jesus says to Louisa, this is going to happen, but it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. And we are learning step by step, little by little, how to live a life of love. We have been, the teachings that we've had in the church are great. They're wonderful. But the teachings of society is bringing us to a hedonistic life. And that's not the love that Jesus is talking about. So what he does in sacred scripture is he says, I am the light of the world. And he says, Lisa, when I talk about myself, I also talk about my mother. It's always Jesus and Mary. I am the light of the world. And when Our Lady appears in her apparitions, you know, there's light. To show that it's not her light. It's the light of Jesus, her son. It's the light of the Father. When she appeared to Bruno in 1947, she says, I am the daughter of the Father. I am the mother of the Son. I am the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. So if you want the Holy Spirit, you have to have Our Lady. There's no way to be filled with the Holy Spirit without the Blessed Mother. And this is why the Lord has given us the Holy Rosary. He's given us the Rosary. He's given us the scapular to wear. And these are the three things that Our Lady asks. Wear the scapular, pray the Rosary, and attend First Saturday Masses. And it's very hard, very difficult to find First Saturday Masses. But God always answers our prayers. So good things are here. Good things are happening. So in today's reading, we hear Luisa say, I feel myself as though being inundated by this sea of light, by this ocean of light of the divine will. So here, what is the divine will? It's light. It always reflects the Trinity. Light, life, and love. It's always threefold. Everything is threefold. And when we look at everything that Jesus tells Luisa, that's one of the things I wanted to do. I want to pull together in all 36 volumes, every time Jesus says 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, because it reflects the Trinity. And what we're seeing is this explosion of 1, 2, 3, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's all throughout the book of heaven. And that, see, in the new era, the theologians are going to, each word is a library, Jesus says. Each word is a divine life that Jesus speaks. It transmutes, it transforms the soul. And at first, when we're reading, we don't really understand what Jesus is saying, because he tells Luisa, this is the language of heaven. And with any language, we have to begin to learn the language, study the language, put the language in practice. So when you go to a country and you don't know the language, you sit there and you listen and you begin to watch what, you know, this word means this, this word means that. In the book of heaven, it's the same thing. We begin to understand what light means. It's not just the light of the sun. He uses the sun as a simile of the divine will. But it's not the divine will. He says, you know, the sun at that high noon gives light and life to everyone and everything. And if you want to hide from it, you got to go to a cave. It's the same thing with the divine will. So here Luisa says, I feel myself. See, it's not just knowledge. It's intellect, memory, and will. It's again, threefold. It's to enter into this life of, being inundated by light. Okay. If you've ever tried to grow something in the winter, it's really difficult because the sun isn't as bright and intense as it normally is up north, in the northern hemisphere. But when you put light on it, you see, as long as you have light, as long as you have water, Jesus just said this the other day in the readings. As long as you have light and water, it will grow. And that's normal. I mean, if you're trying to grow it in cement, it's not going to work. But you need the earth, you need the minerals, you need the vitamins. You know, it's as long as you have this, things will grow. So this light, the sea of light of the divine will, is this life that our God wants us to enter into. So what is the divine will? She says, we're going to be inundated by the sea of light. We're going to be, he says to Louisa, I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of life, of light, of love. I want you to drown in this ocean. I never want you to leave, Jesus says. So what he's saying to Louisa, he's offering to us. It's not that you wish it and you got it. You look at Louisa, she spent 70 years in her bed reading, studying, and putting into practice what Jesus dictated to her. So when I read the word writing, I also see for us reading. When Jesus says, Louisa, what you write is so important to the world. What we read is so important to the world. It's changing the face of the earth. When Jesus, the word, spoke, fiat lux, let there be light. God spoke this, what does that mean? It means everything came to light. Everything came to life. When Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say, the incarnation took place. God became man. And this God-man redeemed us with his mother. She co-redeemed with him on Calvary. She was with him on Calvary. And her heart was split in two as his heart was split in two. And so this fire that's going to come upon the earth is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that was breathed into Louisa. So the more that we read the Book of Heaven, the more we fall in love with Jesus, we fall in love with Mary. We want to be consumed in this burning furnace of charity. We want to be consumed in this fire of this love, this light, this life of God. So Jesus is saying to Louisa today, we're studying this. I want you to be inundated by the sea of light of the divine will. He's telling us this through Louisa. And we want this. We just don't want to know about it. We want to feel this. We want to enter into this. And she says, how I would really like to be that tiny little fish in this infinite ocean of love in such a way that I see nothing but light. I touch and breathe nothing but living of light. So what's the divine will? The first thing, the divine will is light. And with the dawn, if you want to say, you can read, you can study, you can put things into practice. You begin to see where things are as the light gets more and more intense. And Jesus says, this is what he wants us to enter into, this dawn of this of a new and divine way of holiness. So what happens? Jesus gives us through Corrado, through Trani, with Archbishop Piccheri, Piccheri says that this new and divine way of holiness is the dawn of a mystery. This mystery that we're entering into, Jesus says in scripture, knock and it will be open to you. Seek and you will find. This is what God is saying. Who wants this? So what he has done in his magnificence, in his knowing, all knowing, he's given us the Book of Heaven. Because why? He says that this Book of Heaven is given to humanity at this time for those who want it. So somehow, some way, Jesus looks at our soul and he says, you want this and I'm going to give it to you. You were predestined to live at this time and I'm going to give you this Book of Heaven. And as you begin to read the Book of Heaven, nothing can compare to it. Each and every one of us who is reading is reading the exact same words, but Jesus is teaching each and every one of us a different understanding. Okay. What does that mean? He speaks to us as a farmer would talk to another farmer. He speaks to us as a doctor speaks to another doctor. He speaks to us as a lawyer speaking to another lawyer. Jesus knows how this word that he speaks, that Louisa put down on paper, is going to transmute us, yes. Not just transform us. That was for the saints. Now this transmutation is going to happen. And what is that? the inside and the outside of the element is changed into a completely different element. Every angel is a different creature of a different species. No angel is the same. What Jesus is doing, he loves his children so much that he says, I am going to make each of my children in the divine will my divine masterpiece for God. A masterpiece that God is in ecstasy over. When an artist builds something, paints something, sculptures something, he steps back and he looks at it and he goes, this is what I want. This is what I want. And then he goes back to the painting. One of the things I was taught in painting is, once you paint the thing, I mean, not when you're done, you turn it over upside down and look at it. And what you'll see is you'll see the difference between right and left, up and down, and you'll see the imperfections. Then turn it sideways and look at it. And you'll see, okay, I need more here, less here or more here. Your whole understanding changes. When you finally look at a picture with a mirror, you see it the opposite. And therefore, it's a different understanding. And this is what Jesus is doing with us. He's perfecting us. And sometimes things might seem like it's upside down. Sometimes it seems like things are just not going right. But Jesus is saying, I'm perfecting you. And this is where Jesus, I trust in you, comes in. The final devotion that I get to my church before I return, Jesus said to St. Faustina, was divine mercy. That's the final devotion. This isn't a devotion. The Book of Heaven is not a devotion. It's a life. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And this life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, was breathed into Louisa. And Jesus says, I got this fruit fly flying around. He loves to dive. He loves to teach us what his life is like. It's no other life than Jesus. It's no other life than Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, Louisa says, I want to be the tiny little fish in this infinite ocean of light, of life, of love. I want to see nothing but light. I want to see nothing but Jesus. I want to be touched. I want to breathe this in. I want to live the life of Jesus. That's what the divine will is. It's the next step. If it was the ultimate step, Jesus says to Louisa, it's the supreme volition of God to go back to where Adam was before the fall. This is what God is offering to us. Oh, how happy I would be to hear said to me that I am the daughter of the celestial father. That's what was said to Mary. What is the first thing she say to Bruno? I am the daughter of the father. We have to understand that each and every one of us is a son or daughter of God. We have to have, what he did with Adam, he breathed into Adam his image and likeness. So again, go back to the DNA of Jesus, of Adam. What's the DNA of Adam? What did it look like? What was the DNA of Adam? What did it look like? What did it possess? The image and likeness of God. Now, what does our DNA show us? Get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and become food for worms. And Jesus says, Louisa, this isn't why I created you. I wanted you to be eternally young as God is eternally young, to enter into the light, the life, the love of God, not to be food for worms. So what Jesus is doing now, we have been redeemed. What does it mean? Now that we have been redeemed, and Louisa said to Jesus, why did you wait so long? Why did you wait 2,000 years? Why didn't you do this when you rose from the dead? Why didn't you give this back to humanity then? And what does Jesus say to Louisa? I had to find the one who I could give this to. My mother possessed it, Theotokos, mother of God. I possessed it, Jesus says, because I am the son of God. But I had to find a human born of original sin that could receive this gift. And he says to Louisa, you are the one. I mean, it's always fun to read when he would say to Louisa, there is one who is living in the divine will. And she goes, who is it? I want to thank them. And Jesus says, Louisa, you don't understand yet. He said to Louisa, you are the one. And she goes, you're joking with me, aren't you? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. And Jesus says, no, you are the one that I've given this gift to. And now through you, Louisa, I will give it to the world. They're going to learn what I taught you to live. This light, this love, this life of God, diving into this infinite ocean of love and never, never leaving. She says, what does Louisa say? How happy I would be to hear said to me, I am the daughter of the celestial father. That's why on her tomb, it says, the little daughter of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. That was her great title. Even though when you go through the 36 volumes, there's 2,200 titles that were given to Louisa by Jesus himself. He would say, you know, the more I see you, Louisa, the more I see the reflection of me and my mother. So the titles of Jesus, the Son of God, Mary has as Mother of God. And now Louisa possesses. This is what's astonishing. It's not a saintly life. It's not a good life. It's not a holy life. That was for the saints. It's to share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So what is this gift of gifts? What is this prodigy of prodigies? First of all, that you and I are a child of God. You and I are a son and daughter of God. And you have to hear this. You have to be, like she says, I have to feel this. I have to know this. I have to possess this. So she says, while I was thinking of this and other things, my dear life, Jesus, my sweet and sovereign Jesus, visiting my little soul, made himself seen with seas of intermittable light coming out from within his adorable person. This light is Jesus. I am the light of the world. And then what does he say to his apostles? You are the light of the world. So he was getting the apostles ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was coming, not just the first Pentecost, but this second Pentecost that's going to come upon the world, this new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon the world. And it's through Jesus and Mary because of Louisa. It's Jesus breathes into Louisa. Our Lady breathes into Louisa. And when we get to know Louisa, we become more aware of what God, Jesus and Mary, the reflection of the Trinity wants for us. Again, this reflection of the Trinity is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Again, in the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Before Jesus died on the cross, what was it? Transfiguration. Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And then for the New Testament, for the last 2,000 years, it's been Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to live the house of Nazareth, to live with Jesus and Mary as Joseph did, to participate in being one with Jesus and Mary. He was so blessed to be with the new Adam and the new Eve. And now, 2,000 years later, we have the newborn, Louisa. Jesus shows us this in the Book of Heaven. This newborn is the firstborn in the divine will. This is something that is so astonishing. It's so amazing that this new era that's coming, that is here already for those who want it. So what happens? Jesus says, or Louisa says, my dear life, my sweet and sovereign Jesus, visiting my little soul, made himself seen in these oceans of intermittable light, coming where? Out from within his adorable person. From within this light came out souls that populated the earth and all of heaven. That's us. See, the new era is begun. When you see new, the only way I can describe it is God. This new and divine way of holiness is what God is doing. This new and divine way of holiness is it's really not new. It's what Adam lived before the fall. It's what, how Jesus and Mary lived, but we are not there yet. Why? We have been redeemed, but now is the time of sanctification. Now this third fiat that's coming upon the earth is offered to us. It's offered to us. And Jesus says to Louisa, it's for everyone, but in reality, it's for only the souls who want it. He can't force us to take this. So each and every one of us has been given the book of heaven. And Jesus says, I planned that, he says, from the beginning of time. I knew, Jesus says, who was going to receive this book and who wasn't going to receive it. And a lot of people say, I've tried to talk to my family. Then I've tried to talk to the religious. They don't want it. I've tried to talk to good, holy, saintly people, and they don't want it. Of course, Jesus says that this isn't about this isn't devotional. This is to step out further than devotion. Okay. It's not just, devotion is, I prayed my rosary. I'm done with a 54-day rosary novena. I prayed 27 days of it, please, in 27 days. Thank you. I'm done. My devotion is over. I don't have to worry about it. God's going to answer my prayer. Devotion ends. I did my 9 days of novena. It's over. Now I can go back to painting my house. I'm done. It's devotional things are beautiful, but they end. Life of Jesus and Mary never end. And this life they want to breathe into us. And what's the first thing they breathe into us is light. To illuminate our minds. The illumination of conscience. You want to know what the illumination of conscience is? It's everything that Jesus said to Louisa. And if you don't believe me, sit down and read the 36 volumes. Oh, I haven't got time for that. No, you don't. You don't have time for that. You can find time to do anything but read, to study, to put this into practice. Well, I'm a terrible reader. Then you can listen to it on the internet. Listen every day. One of the things I'm working on, we're working on, is to have a daily teaching. It'll be like 15 minutes, a daily teaching every single day of the year. And at the end of the year, it will become clear that this is light. This is life. This is love that God is breathing on humanity. You know, that's why he says, from Jesus and Mary comes this light that will populate the earth and all of heaven with what? Jesus's children, Mary's children, the new Adam and the new Eve's children. That's us. We love Jesus. We love Mary. And because we are living at this time, how blessed we are to have the opportunity to read and listen to Jesus, to read and listen to Mary, to read and listen to Louisa, help us with this understanding of light, of life, of love. And Jesus, she says, calling me, and see these children that are going to populate the earth and all of heaven. This is why what's happening today is nothing to be afraid of. It's we're going to enter the new era. Okay. So what seems like disorder is God is rearranging. He's rearranging everything so that his children can enter into this gift. So when you look at all the things of the world, all that's happening, like I said, with a painting upside down, God is looking at it and says, okay, what do I need to do to perfect this? That's what the artist says. God doesn't have to do that, but what do I need to do to make it better? Is it too dark on this side? Is it too light on this side? What do I need to do? And so Jesus is teaching us how he is working with us. And so he is calling us to live this life. How fortunate we are to live at this time. It's the time that St. Louis de Montfort talked about in the final days. And the reason I say final days is that's what John Paul II said. We are in the final days of the final days because St. Paul said this 2,000 years ago. So we're in the final days. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era. That's what our lady said to Bruno. Time has now come to an end. The end of the world. He goes, no, the end of this era. What's this era? It's we have been redeemed, and now the new era is sanctification. So God is showing us how and why this is going to happen. And when you read the book of heaven, it makes perfect sense. God will not leave his children in darkness. He can't leave his children in darkness. He's teaching us. He's guiding us. He's leading us. He's filling us with life and light and love. So he calls us. He has called each and every one of us to enter into this gift. And he says, my daughter, Louisa, come into this light. I want you here. That's what he's saying to us. That's why he's given us the book of heaven. First of all, it's light. And when this illumination of conscience happens, if you're reading the book of heaven, you're going to be, well, everything that Jesus says to Louisa, this illumination of conscience is we're going to understand why God has chosen her, why God has chosen Louisa for this time. And you're going to hear what Jesus says. My daughter, come into this light. I, God, want you in this light. The virtue of my light is motion as this font of life. And it does nothing other than unleash souls. This light is going to bring to life as the son of a widowed mother, bring to life the death that we're living. See, this body is not supposed to die. We're supposed to have a body like Jesus's glorified body, like Our Lady's glorified body. They're the only two in heaven with a body. Everybody else in heaven is just the soul. When this time comes, this light, this life, this love is going to invest the human body, and there will be those that will be resurrected from the dead. It does nothing other than unleash the souls, that is life of the creatures, from where? From within the womb of the light of God. We go back to the beginning. That's where Adam started. And this reborn that Jesus has is to go back to the womb of light, to be reborn constantly. That's what Jesus teaches Louisa. And Jesus says, its power is so great that as it moves, it admits souls. And I, God, want my beloved together with me in the womb of my light, that is of my most holy divine will. You see what God is doing? He's offering to us that which was prophesied from the beginning. He's offering to us to return back to, as Nicodemus says, who can return to the womb of their mother and be born again? Jesus says, you're not returning to the womb of your mother. He's telling Louisa this. You're returning back to the womb of the Father to be reborn as I wanted from the beginning. It is a power so great that Jesus says that as it moves, it admits souls. And I want, this is what he calls us, my beloved together with me in the womb of my light. And what is that? He says, it's my most holy divine will. So what is the book of heaven? It's returning back to the womb of light. As souls are formed and admitted outside, I do not, Jesus says this, I, God, do not want to be alone, but I want your company. That you, first of all, Louisa, may recognize the great portent of the creation of souls. And that thing happened because of the excess of love. Read the 9 excesses of love. Louisa, when God told Louisa, this is the difference between us and Louisa. When God showed Louisa the 9 excesses of love, she did the 9 excesses of love from March 25th to December 25th. Every single day she did the 9 for those 9 months. And what was her reward? Jesus says her reward was taking her to Bethlehem to be at the birth of Jesus. There's no time or space with the divine will, where Our Lady let her, Louisa, hold the baby Jesus. That was her reward. Now, when do we read the 9 excesses of love? usually from December 16th to Christmas, 9 days. We have to learn how Luisa learned. We have to live how Luisa lived. If you haven't done the 9 exercises of love, begin today and just read it. And as you, and what did Saint Honorable de Francia say about them? He says, these are so powerful. You enter into the love of God. You enter into, you really return back to the womb of the Father. And this is, we become one, together with God. We become his beloved. We enter into this company with Jesus. He says, why? That you may recognize the great portent of the creation of souls. So he's saying this to Luisa. So she would put this down on paper so that we would understand, what does God want us to do? How do we pray in the divine will? We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. We are with the beloved Jesus and Mary, and we are learning to not be separated from Jesus and Mary, to understand the love that they have for all of humanity. And so he's asking us, would you want to enter into the, he said light, now he says love. Do you want to enter into this love, recognizing the beauty of humanity, this portent of creation of souls? He says our excess love. Our excessive love is what he wants us to enter into. What does Jesus say? He says, love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Why do we love ourselves? Because Jesus is there. Why do we love ourselves? Because Mary's there. Why do we love ourselves? The Trinity is there. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And now this reflection of the Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, he wants us to understand what is coming upon the earth. If you want to know about the illumination of conscience, again, take time to read. That's why I love the calendar. Every day, Jesus is teaching us something new, something more beautiful. And he brings peace to our hearts. He brings love to our hearts. He brings joy to our hearts. He says, God is happy, happiness. And he says, I want my children to enter into this happiness, this peace, this joy, this love. He says very clearly, and since I, God, want you, Luisa, in my will, and you link to Luisa, hopefully that's us, I want to deposit in the souls, these souls in you, Luisa. Because I want you, Luisa, in my divine will, I want to deposit souls in you, Luisa. I entrust these souls to you, Luisa, not leaving them alone while they journey as pilgrims through the earth, but having someone together with me, Jesus says, who protects them and defends them for me. So what does that mean? Go to Luisa. Pray to Luisa. Plead with Luisa. Talk to Luisa. He says, you have this gift. You're the firstborn who has this gift. And it's greater than the gift that was given to Adam. Why? It's the new Adam and the new Eve that's giving this gift to Luisa. And he says, Luisa, these pilgrims that are journeying, I don't want them to be alone. I want you with me who will protect these souls and defend them for me. Who are we being defended from? The evil one. All the demons have been released. You'll hear this when you read the Book of Heaven. Jesus says to Luisa, I have to release all the demons. And Luisa says, Jesus, you're the Son of God. You don't have to do this. And he says, Luisa, you don't understand. Humanity wants them released. And I have to give them to them. That's how sick this is, this world. They want the demons. As a matter of fact, the fastest growing religion is Satanism in the world. I have to give this to them. As I gave hell to Lucifer, Jesus says, I have to give the demons to those who want them. So when you look, what do you want? What do you long for? Is it Jesus and Mary? Is it the new Adam and the new Eve? God has to give you what you want. If you want hell, Jesus says, you'll have hell. He says that very clearly. If you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, if you're doubting, you're anticipating hell. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're anticipating heaven. So it's really up to us. We can complain and be negative. I mean, there's a lot to be complaining and negative about, but there's a lot to be peaceful, joyful, and happy about. If you have the book of heaven, you're happy. If you find yourself discouraged and oppressed, it's because you're not reading the book of heaven. If you go back to reading the book of heaven, read it. And again, as you promise to read, Jesus just says a half an hour a day. If you want more, an hour a day, where you are listening, hearing Jesus speak to you. He's speaking to your soul, as he said right from the beginning. So Jesus says this: how sweet is the company of Louisa, who takes care of the lives, these births, these children of God that come out of me and my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. How sweet is the company of Louisa, who takes care of the children of the divine will. She's the little mama of the little children. These are the words of Jesus. And this is so pleasing to me, Jesus, that I, God, make Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, as the depository of the creation of souls, as the channel, this way by which I let them come out to the light of the divine will. If you don't have a picture of Louisa or a statue of Louisa, get one. I mean, you can go to the internet and you can download any image of Louisa. Find one that appeals to you, and then put that in your window. Father Bucci said this. He said, what's coming is going to be really tough. What's coming is going to be, it's the final battle. That's what we're in. And he says, if you have Louisa on your front door, the demons won't even dare come close to you. Why? It's that she possesses the true life of Jesus and Mary. He says, so I have a picture on each northeast, south, and west of a little picture of Louisa. Because I believe that to be true. What Father Bucci said, he was great. He said that you have to be little insignificant and hidden to be in the divine will. And he says, and you have to get close to Louisa. He says, she's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. And she is the one that God has given us to. Why? To protect us. He says, this is so pleasing to me that I make Louisa, the soul who lives in my divine will, the depository of the creation of souls, the creation of the little children, the holy divine will, the channel by which I, God, let these souls come to the light. You can't find the book of heaven with any soul but Louisa. The channel to have them re-enter into the celestial fatherland. And then he says, everything do I want to give to Louisa, the one who wants to live in my fiat. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn. And we are going to learn from her. Have a love for Louisa. Have a love for Louisa. And things will begin to change for each and every one of us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for all the little children in the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.